I'm Wayne the Screamer Miller.
And I'm Beth Miller.
Bethy, it is so good to have you here and that I'm hosting the show. You know, you're one of my favorite relatives, as you always point out to me. And I feel responsible for helping you become one of the loving horror movies and thriller movies as you do. What do you think about this one?
I enjoyed Scream 7. I enjoy all the Scream movies. I mean, they have like the same thing, but a little bit different each time.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot to say about it, because really what interested me about this one, about some of the controversy behind it, what had me fascinated about Scream 7 is the return of Neve Campbell's character, Sydney Prescott. So what do you think about her return?
I'm really glad to see her back,
yeah.
But I loved her in the first one. I'm actually just a big fan of hers overall, but I like the fact that she's back in Scream 7, the little string that ties them all together and bring her back in the Scream 7.
Right, constant throughout all of the Screams has been Courtney Cox.
Gail Weathers.
Yes.
I'm glad of her return. I think she's a great character as far as, like, you know, kind of unlikable but likable all at the same time. I always like it when they bring back the original cast into the later series. So I was really glad to see Nev back and also see Courtney Cox back.
Right. The plots are usually the same. Get these teenagers or young people that are going to be knocked off one by one throughout the movie. The movie references, trivia type of things they did, really kind of tested my knowledge of movies of that ilk. How they would bring back some of the characters, the married couple and then divorced, but still would be in Scream together, David Arquette and Courtney Cox. As far as a horror movie, how do you think it really holds up?
Scream's good for, like, the jump scares and just, like, the terror from Ghostface and the slasher, like, that the whole genre. It doesn't have any kind of sci-fi or horror elements to it that I usually prefer, but it's a typical slasher. I don't think I was surprised by anything. I mean, they kind of have all the same thing, whether it's not, like, a villain you're against. It's a group of people, and it's kind of a whodunit within each show. Who's the killer within this one, which I really enjoy.
The whole series reminds me more of... They always talk about, oh, it's like Halloween or Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street, because you knew who the characters were.
Right.
And they also had an almost supernatural element to them, that they would still be alive. They would come back for multiple sequels, whereas this one's a little bit more like another teeny bopper slasher movie. You don't know it's a whodunit. And that's really kind of the surprise element in these movies at the end, who the person is. More like I Know What You Did Last Summer. There's only been about three of them in the past movies. The number of people behind Ghostface, the big surprise was underwhelming who the murderer was.
I agree. I mean, I kind of think you, with all the series, it's you have a group of people, you probably one or two of them, or at least one or two, then maybe three of them are the killer and are behind Ghostface. So every show, it's a different killer. And in this one, I was underwhelmed.
The motive, because sometimes it's why was somebody knocking off all these kids and tormenting Sydney Prescott, the motive behind it. And here the motive is, they said it was an inside joke because Scream 6, Nev Campbell, and a lot of fans did not like that.
And I actually didn't see that one, and they make reference throughout the movie, like, you know, you weren't there, and Nev apologizes to Courtney Cox, I wasn't there in New York, sorry about that. So they do the tie-in. They hook them all together. They connect them all, even though they have similar but different plots.
Villains in these movies, and one of the most memorable ones from the very first Scream was Matthew Lillard's character,
yes.
Stu Mocker. And here, the very first murder takes place in his old house that had turned into some sort of horror Airbnb, you know,
which I loved. I like the whole thing that this is a movie, but within it, there's another movie. You know, they talk about Stab, you know, which is the remake of the Scream 1.
Yeah.
Yes, I recommend this movie. I recommend all horror movies. I mean, I will go see every horror movie at the theater, regardless of how bad it is. I still enjoy it. Everything's still better on the big screen. I recommend anybody who likes the Scream franchise or any just generic horror movie to go see it.
Yeah, I do too.
It's Movie Time is produced and hosted by John DeSando. Listen to broadcast shows Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. Read reviews and listen to shows online at wcbe.org.